This is Akashwani, the news read by Hageani. President of India Draupadi Murmu has said that technology, like other fields, has the potential to bring revolutionary changes in veterinary medicine and care as well. Addressing the 11th convocation of the Indian Veterinary Research Institute in Bareilly, Uttar Pradesh this morning, the president said that the use of technology can empower veterinary hospitals across the country. President Murmu said that the use of technologies like genome editing, embryo transfer technologies, artificial intelligence and big data analytics can bring revolutionary changes in this field. The president appealed to institutes like IVRI to find indigenous and low-cost treatments and nutrition for animals. On the occasion, Union Agriculture and Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that the Indian Veterinary Research Institute has provided direction to the world through its research and disease diagnosis. This institute has played a major role not only in veterinary research but also in rural development. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will embark on a three-day official visit to the United States from today. At the invitation of U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio to participate in the upcoming Quad Foreign Ministers meeting scheduled to be held tomorrow. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs said that the Quad grouping will focus on new proposals to advance a common vision for a free and open Indo-Pacific. Notably, this meeting will mark the first gathering of the Quad ministers following the Pahalgam attack. Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah chaired the Manthan Baithak of Cooperation Ministers of States and Union Territories in New Delhi. The event serves as a platform to review progress, exchange views and chart the way forward to achieve the collective goal of strengthening the cooperative sector. During the meeting, all major initiatives were discussed, including the establishment of 2 lakh new multipurpose primary agriculture credit societies and dairy and fisheries cooperative societies to strengthen last-mile rural service delivery. Union Minister for Shipping and Waterways, Sarbananda Sonowal, has said that the central government has a vision to professionalize 5,000 kilometers of navigable waterways in the country connecting the ASEAN nations by cruise. Speaking at the inaugural of the first ASEAN-India cruise dialogue, he said that the government's initiative of Sagarmala has a target of 1 million passengers in 2029. He informed that the cruise ship call, which was 102 in 2013-14, has increased to over 14,000 calls. The minister said that in the past 11 years, the government had taken numerous initiatives on policy, legislation, taxation and improving the infrastructure. Today is International Day of Parliamentarism, also known as World Parliament Day. It is celebrated every year on 30th June. It was established in 2018 through a United Nations General Assembly resolution and is led by the Interparliamentary Union. Union Minister of Parliamentary Affairs and Minister of Minority Affairs, Kiran Rijiju, in a social media post said that the International Day of Parliamentarism is a reminder that every question raised, every answer given and every law passed carries the weight of people's hopes. The government has launched the GOI Stats mobile application, which will help stakeholders seamlessly access official data on the go. The initiative by the National Sample Survey Office marks a significant milestone in India's commitment to making official statistics accessible and user-centric for all citizens. The GOI Stats mobile application features an interactive key trends dashboard showcasing important socio-economic indicators with dynamic visualizations of critical metrics including GDP, inflation and employment data. Hul Divas is being observed today to pay tribute to the sacrifices made by the Santhal people in their fight for freedom and justice against the British East India Company. This rebellion, also known as Santhal Hul, which began on June 30, 1855, was a significant uprising against the oppressive policies of the British colonial rule and the exploitation by moneylenders. This rebellion was a pivotal event in India's freedom struggle and is remembered for its grassroots leadership and impact on tribal rights. The 7th body of the Arunachal Pradesh State Commission for Women officially took charge of office today. The newly constituted team is headed by Ms. Yalam Taga Burang as the chairperson with Ms. Chiring Dolma as the vice chairperson. The members include Ms. Aben Mize, Ms. Kipa Kaya Rugu, Ms. Techini Kiyab and Ms. Kotu Bui. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.